say it first. At one time in the days of time, it's called the world of the waters of Yonah. We gathered the monks and did assembly of the disciples. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in his mind and many aspects of the Nama and God found in his. At the same time, the Lord of all the Vishwara and Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound affection of the saw the pious kindness and the then through the power of Buddha, Venerable Shri Kudra said to the Noble Mahalaki Keshwara and Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should his son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound affection of Jesus? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Mahalaki Keshwara and Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shri Kudra with these words. Shri Kudra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound affection of Jesus should look at it like this. Five sandals should be seen purely in the natural evidences. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, and compositional factors of consciousness are empty. Like this, all phenomena are emptiness. Having both characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shri Kudra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomenon. There is no quality of sight, so on, no quality of mind, no all feeling, no consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of appearances, and so on, up to no old age and death, no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shri Kudra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection process. And since their minds have no aspirations, they have no fear. Transcending capacity, they attain the mind. All the Buddhas who
ane nga zo yin. Chö se de chenye che wala. Tsen de tan chewa shima nyo bode chewa shima kye chewa che. Senge chi ale toma gogo do wazala.
So, as we know that, you know, to explain and to listen to the teaching, you know, one must consider, important of next life than this lifetime.
Mm-hmm. D,
and also, especially in who explain and listen to the Lamrim, those, you know, people need to consider other more important than self.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the motivation, at least, you know, we should have this kind of motivation to listen and to teach the Lamrim. So this kind of thought or intention is based on the reality, not just mere imagination or fiction like that.
Mm-hmm. So
how this is relevant to the reality that self is exists today, just me here. And also, one consider to have a, joy and happy life for this time. If that is the case, then through what kind of method you want to achieve that kind of that kind of
goal. Mm-hmm.
So for that kind of question, we only have an answer that I work for this life's, food, shelter, and reputation.
Then, do you talk about those who are the devote, any rich devote, not a googling about the googly down, tell it it's all you get, then the devote saying it, send it devote to Greece.
So then the answer is, this is true, we need this for survival of this life. But there is more important than this, that is, to have a, internal peace.
The sense dewa se de ngonzi chewe de ni je ne ni rang da je ni je zao chao yin na rang ni le de ji ye ba ni ji sen de de shima ni de shima ke chao wa jan rang ni ji san ba de ja che ren ro das kan ga xie yin wo le.
So to bring this inner peace, the method is you know, if we consider other important than self, and next life is more important than this life, if we follow this kind of, you know, logic, then, you know, it will bring, you know, all the happiness to us. So in any way, you know, whether we are able, successful, or unable, unsuccessful, whatever, you know, we need to strive to implement the, you know, the great teachers' advice. So their main advice is, you know, ultimately one need to generate and enhance the awakened mind or the body mind. So therefore, as Rinpoche usually instruct before listening to the teaching, what kind of motivation we need to generate, you know, as always. Today also we begin with, you know, like we are in this kind of place, very warm place, not like that, but, you know, we are in, you know, surrounded with all the sentient beings, you know, behind us, and also above the space, you know, from Buddha Shakyamuni to all the lineage gurus, you know, is observing us, and in front of them, you know, we are making some kind of a pledge that to follow their footsteps and their advice. So we will do a brief, you know, meditation to generate that kind of thought, and also to get some inspiration from the lineage masters. Okay, with this kind of extraordinary thoughts or intention, what we're going to explain and what we're going to listen today is called Lamrim, which is the, you know, lamp of the path to enlightenment for three worlds.
So
Rinpoche thinks that, you know, this before, you know, any kind of activities, you know, the intention or the motivation is considered as very important. This, Rinpoche thinks this tradition is, you know, very, very good. Because, you know, if you maintain the mindfulness of that intention throughout, then, you know, your focus remain on whatever, you know, that particular practice, you know, in the beginning, beginning, in the middle, in the end, you know, this intention remains. So it is like, you know, you have a very strict teacher in the monastery. You know, when your teacher observing behind you how you do, then the pupils, you know, the mindfulness and focus is on whatever the subject matter is. Otherwise, his teacher is observing behind you, so it is some kind and of like that. It helps a lot.
Lola, kundi ya po yung yantas gagan sa buhay ay dahil nangyari tango so yun na tanghada ngayon siya wala sa wasa kaya nito sa
So people like us, we don't have any sense of feeling about the importantness of that thing, but you know, people who have, you know, habituation with this kind of practice, then, you know, they have a sense of feeling that, you know, your strict teacher is observing behind you. They feel like that. So as usual, you know, Lam Rim, you know, explain in four different chapters.
Nengga chishu de tombo chukhu tenpa shewe chu eni chu tenpa pa ki chewa sengi de eni gegen zil chishu karu yomi keche de shiye de rawa la da kode wasi na.
So most important, the first chapter is, you know, the greatness of the author or greatness of the instructor. So, you know, what kind of instructor instruct this teaching?
Mune dune jene ngatsu ge shenye tinsi senare te pe shuji ke chamo yin sar sala da ten nga di gonda injila te de ne zong zong la ge ge dune chuse ni le tiji ko mu dula da ten zong ji le ge ge ya bo yin bi ko sala ji de ni jene de ji pian sa sang ni chua yin yin dula da ko ge ge la ra lin bi ta re wa sala da
So all, you know, our you know, knowledge or the good qualities, you know, depends on our teacher. Rinpoche said that he is going to the English school in the evening for 2 hours. You know, sometimes, you know, teacher is really kind of enthusiastic and, you know, really, you know, try to, you know, really kind. At that time, you know, he got the feeling, and at that time, you know, he also seems to understand and learn more. And sometimes in 2 hours, he don't understand anything and he don't learn anything. So that kind of feeling he got. So it might be seen. So the teachers, you know, is very important. And sometimes you don't understand, you know, then his teacher also get frustrated.
Mune gegen se ke chimo yidan nga de me to chiba yoba den ha kuma zala nga so tanda pal pe se thije de ko ge se de tamba lo jo se de ding yi jong jong de thi chang jo ma do ji hila ma hila tanda ma de thi ma nyuwa zala de de ji gegen se de nga so tanda pal se de ma de thi ma nyu de nyong nyu ske yo ma de tanda ta yu de gegen se ngi de la shu ji ra ni ba de se bo se jang de sha zala de
So in the monastery, you know, all the teachers are real qualified to teach. So, you know, Rinpoche didn't, you know, pay attention. And also, you know, Rinpoche didn't feel how important is the greatness of the teacher. So over here, you know, when he go to the English school, you know, he really understand that how important is the greatness of the teacher. So likewise, you know, maybe sometimes you guys also don't understand anything for 2 hours and maybe you also get frustrated to him.
Dāng ānsu tī tīchīng yī tīmōng yī sācā tā mērā wāchī, kīng lōng tōmā chī chē tō rō chā na chī māhōng bā nē pāchā rō wāchī yī rā wāchī jā dā yāng chī uzu chī jā yā rō wā lā tā chī, kīng lōng chī chē xē na?
So therefore, Rinpoche thinks that, you know, if we could able to motivate, then even though we won't understand anything, but, you know, we have a hope in our next life or in future life, you know, that what we heard will leave the imprint and, you know, in some day it will become obvious and clear. So, second chapter also equally important because, you know, it is like a merchandise of a, you know, trader. So, so you know, if the trader is not reliable, then he might sell you a you know, fake things. So from a fake trader, we buy a fake goods, you know, at least, you know, it gets some, you know, some loss, and also in a severe case might prosecute you or put you in a jail like that. In this you know, thing, you know, if the, you know, it is not authentic, unmistaken, then it will let you down, not only for this life, but, you know, many, many future lives. So therefore, we are not talking about like kind of loyalty, not like that kind of thing. It is very, you know, true that, you know, we got the, you know, authentic instructor, and also we got authentic teaching if we could able to make some effort. So we, up to now, we went, through a lot, so Rinpoche hopes that, they talking about the, kind of bias things here, and this is not relevant, and this doesn't seem like reality. Like that, Rinpoche hopes people might not feel like that.
That's what you said. Nanga ngo jo ma nyi hi cheta shi yin ba singe de kwa de bo che nama dang nama nyinga gi chane kino chu go chi.
So the third chapter is talk about the teacher and the listener. So this talk about whatever the how to teach, how to listen, so and so.
Dang yi ge se de chu pa shu jie de gu de ma do chin du a la da. Lama kono kashi moji che chungi jire men duwa la da. Lama da, lama nyinga la ching gogo duwa la da. Chu ching sing.
So maybe Rinpoche is elaborating, further, but we can see that what kind of quality and what kind of quality of the teacher and what kind of quality of the a listener, and what kind of in what kind of discipline both need to abide. So all this mentioned here, we can see it is obviously talk about that. So it is not like whoever, whatever, not like that. It is mentioned precisely in that chapter.
Jungo yi ji tsawa de ni lang ji tsawa xian ni ting di zi da ten ni lo ji ta jian bi shen ba sing yi ting ni pa de ngian gu la da le jung ngu yi ji sa ji ten ni di.
So the fourth chapter is the main thing of the Lam Rim. So in that thing relying on the teacher, and after relying on the teacher, how we go about in the path.
Ko deba shin chara gege kan de ten go gore gege ten ne chara ani deni ten ne kan de do go gore gege ten ten chen kan de do go gore sala war wala ta.
So these two one need to really understand in short it says what kind of teacher you looking for. After you find what you looking for, that teacher, you find that, then how you gonna how you gonna train. So this is all explained in the fourth chapter. So now we are in the in the part that from the chapter part that we're not gonna live forever in this life. Sooner or later, we all have to die and leave this all things. So, you know, after we die, what will happen to us, you know, is, you know, we have to reborn in either in the lower existence or in the, you know, higher existence. It all depends on our, you know, our action. So for this, first, you know, what are the, you know, lower existence? You know, there are three lower existence: the hell being, and the hungry ghost being, and the animal being. So these are the three lower existence.
So we're
going to read through. Do you guys know where we are? 174. This one. So we will read through. Thus, meditation on suffering put an end to laziness and generate joyous perseverance at accomplishing the path. It spurs you toward liberation and is the root of the cause for attaining it. So we read again, since it was praised for this even when the teacher or the Buddha was alive. So we always hope that if we met Buddha alive, then, you know, we're going to be different. So we all have a hope of that. So, you know, meditate on suffering, you know, what does it do is it put an end to our laziness. So if we overcome laziness, then, you know, what happens is opposite of laziness is perseverance. So, you know, we will be making joyous perseverance for whatever the thing. So, joyous perseverance means not for all, but to practice or to practice virtuous action.
So what
we want to accomplish is we want to accomplish Buddhahood. So as mentioned here, it spurs you toward liberation. So for all this, you know, the main important thing is to meditate on the suffering nature of those existence. So as Rinpoche said earlier that, you know, some people advise him not to talk about the, you know, the hell being and all those suffering nature to the Westerners, you know, they don't like that. So, you know, if Rinpoche don't talk about those things, if we don't, then we don't meditate on the suffering nature, then how gonna we overcome the laziness?
Tanda degi tanda tenpa shi ngu su pewa ina tenla songyue ma se te tiparu tenla che su dajian de jada la da. Shuma ma su donghe sana tanda kare pento yore se lao so na, ane digi chi di mele lenjao to sari la, so su la chua jia sari da da sa la da.
So as mentioned here, you know, we read the text, he had nothing superior to teach as a personal instruction for a liberation. So, you know, so we put some highlight on this, you know, thing, and, you know, we if we recall this thing all the time, it will help.
Lāngrī lāngrī tōngyī jī nāma jībī tāmbā tā sī kī sāngjē pēnā tēlā jī chōlī lāyā mā rī sōngyī sōngyī lā ngā sōng lī tēnī tsuā jī jēg mī duā lā tā tēnī jī tsī jī tsābō yīmbā jī ngā sōng lī jī nī sēn tsuā jēg mī duā kārī nā.
So like mentioned here, and also, you know, all the lāngrī teacher or the master said, you know, if we met the Buddha himself, he don't have any other instruction than whatever mentioned here. So, but you know, they always remind us, but you know, we know that, we understand that, but you know, we don't have any sense of feeling, you know, on that thing, and it is kind of surprising. So, why? Because, you know, we don't meditate on those suffering natures. That is our fault. Read the text. This passage shows clearly the progressions of the contemplation for persons of small and medium capacities.
Di kare songgo re sena thoma donghe ji na si sang tele thande chen ne lo yi rangji lo lo yi rimba che si te ju bu chen di chung yi ji lo yi lo jang ge rimba te rin chen de di ba te se bu shu ji cha ge do song wa re.
So what this meant is, you know, we have to practice, you know, step by step, systematically. So in the Lamrim, you know, all the path and, you know, things are systematically, you know, instruct.
Nye kase ne che son la yi ba la da tanda nga su ki teri su ni zambu ni dala che ke le nga da che nyan ne chengi gong jo ngi sengi mabu yor da ten ye jini me nga de kari chuan le dior se su na jima chi yin kuru tanda yin di ki pangri di to na yi ki gong jo ni nyunga tuan ne ya po ne che ne pangri mi di bi chuan ruwa se la da.
So as Rinpoche mentioned all the time that in the world there are many great meditators and some, you know, consider themselves as practitioners and so on, but you know, why they not obtaining such a realization is that we need to know the main mistake here is that, you know, we doesn't, you know, practice whatever mentioned here systematically, step by step. So, you know, first we train in the small scopes of practice, and then after that, you know, we move to medium capacities practice. So in this way, you know, till we have a realization of small scopes, we not move to medium capacities practice. So if we do that, then, you know, and meditate, then through the meditation, we shift, you know, the stages like that, then there would be, you know, unmistaken practice.
Ngem ndu se de ngima ji jaga gi pendu na yi ba chene ba de se ngem ndu se wa ma to ba ene che pa de ne ngi yo sa ka se jang ngo chen de ne yo se na song song ala da.
So Rinpoche said that, you know, not the, you know, the great masters of the Indias, and also, you know, as His Holiness the Dalai Lama mentioned in Kalachakra initiation at that time, you know, certain degrees of, you know, a realization or kind of supernatural power possessing practitioners, His Holiness mentioned, among in the audience there are some, but His Holiness don't want to mention the name. So we read the text, as for the measure of the attitude of these two types of person, you must constantly strive to meditate on this point until you develop an attitude like that.
Tiji junde dunye lani dunye na tena nga suje ji dunye ji nasi san ne ni tela nimi tachi de ton ne ji kadu yina ji kadu ni tundu ye nimi tumbi lo tela ni lo tsede ji cha ne ni ishi ni ya junde du de tunye ji ni ishi ni to kasa ta gangja yoko ma liya ka po hipo yin rogo sungwa la.
So how we do this is, you know, first, you know, understand all the suffering nature of those existence, and then meditate on those matters, you know, until you convince, you know, you get a conviction that, you know, then meditate on that constantly until you have a conviction, and, you know, you can maintain that conviction on your mind all the time, then it is time to move to the next level of practice.
Pena tijin je lane mun lane tung ye na pena go xian ye din sin ga jo ne so su yi ta chi de de yi to ba ma ni ba de ga man ro ge mi sing ye chi na ani xian ye din sin ne ani ji ga ba de ro ye na pena che wa ma da ba de ga su ba de ro ye na ko ba han de ne mi ye ba de lo ye mi ba ra ra chen ne mi ye ba de sa chi yo zo ma chi ro ani mi ye ye yo ma he ne ani tong bong go zo san de de ma ki ba de tel mi ba chen ga jo ne de ne ani ya pon ne chen yo re do.
So how the practitioner meditate is, it began with the reliance on the guru, then, you know, meditate on the, you know, impermanence of death. So, you know, we go first direct meditation from beginning to end, you know, direct meditation, then come back, you know, to the beginning where you gonna start, such as, you know, reliance on the guru. So, you know, you meditate on the reliance on the guru until, you know, you get, you know, realization of that. Then, you know, you move to the next, you know, practice, such as, you know, meditation on the impermanence of death. So then after that, the next, you know, the practitioner should do like that.
Tiji tini chi jindu yungu midwa la da pina. Kari chay na midi na kaanshi, pina ngaro nu chaya na, tini chi chayga san chi na tengi midwa la da. Ko mibar hara chay na mando na mando ma da, yungu chi alo jay na ko chi tila de na mibar chay na chi yungu san, ngaro jindu senpa da legi midwa la da.
So Rinpoche said, why, you know, this is not happening to us, you know, talk about Rinpoche himself, that, you know, when he practice, first he go, you know, direct meditation from beginning to end. Then he never thought of come back to, you know, the you know, such as, you know, the meditation on reliance on the Guru, then, you know, then meditate on that constantly, you know, and abide in that meditation, you know, like that, you know. Rinpoche never thought of that.
Tendumene pitabu jinro chena ji taji yejiro wala da. Tendumene jetsu ji ba tenbu jinro chena.
So, you know, if we could really, you know, try to practice whatever mentioned here, you know, then, you know, we might, you know, able to, you know, obtain some degrees of realization, you know, before we die.
Ah, that's it. That's all. You should be saying that, John. Ah, that's it. You just, I say something. Tata xie dang min xie, xima xie nyong dung du gong min du da la sa. Ma xie sa tata xie dang xima xie nyong dung du na, ten duwa yin bie. Te jie zang na, ta jizu xie nyong du, jizu xie nyen ni sang nyong du, le ba sa gong gong bang sa. Yang tang lan du ba go go, dang ka sa yin ba. Suto ye me ba sang be sang la se ji shin ta bi lo jie wa song so song de.
Like that of Ananda's nephew. We read the text through. Nusurba said, examine whether or not you have previously created the condition for being born in these miserable realms. Whether or not you are currently creating them, whether or not you would consider creating them in the future, since you will go there, if you have created them, are creating them, or would consider creating them, think, if I am born there, what will I do then? Will I be able to do anything with your head pounding, or like a man struggling in the desert? Consider that there will be absolutely nothing you can do, and develop as much fear and dread as possible.
Ti tanda karere sana dire tanji yigi diyen shi yin bin ngi song ge dong hen de sa na ji tang dong hen de xian na sa bo yin bo de ran yi lo le ji he yun de ta ran yi de le ji yi ju ji sa du mu du ta ji ji ma ba le sa sa le ma de ta ji ji jian ne sa na dong yun de ini dong hen ji so so dong ge sa sa na dong yun de xian ba no le xian na da ha na ga so na ji le ba ta bu cha ge le se ge ji tong de sa ji le de na jin ne de su me de ene jin rao me ba ji jin ji ta ge lo nga shu ji jin wo le song do wa gang bin de ji dong hen ji ni mi tong bin de ge da wo ji la.
So this is easy to understand, you know, but Rinpoche said that, like mentioned here, you know, when we meditate on the suffering nature of those things, then, you know, we will check whether we have created, you know, the karma to be reborn in those kind of existence, or we're going to create a karma in the future. So, you know, if we have that, then, you know, imagine you born, we will be born there, and that kind of such an, you know, condition, you know, then we cannot, you know, able to live in peace, you know, we are desperate, we think we need to do something, you know. So that kind of, you know, feeling will occur within us. So think at that time we could able to do anything, you know. We have any confidence. So, you know, so until we get that kind of urgency to practice, we need to meditate on those things.
Oh, did Tata ten zang ye se. Teta san ne, ngasa jangwa dang, shema la, njuba nyuntun doshin gyawa, ngasa dimba tabo, penlanchi kajewe, mambo pewa dang, sati njubi gota ma shi la njubi, njuba chobe, nyema re re layang, dewa ten ten to yu, shayo la asan do.
Read the text. This clearly is the key point. You currently have a good life for developing the path. Consequently, you have contemplated in this way, you will clear away previously acquired non-virtuous karma and deter your future accumulation. Your prayer of fervent aspiration will redirect previously acquired virtue, causing them to increase. You will be able to enter many new avenues for engaging in virtuous action. Therefore, you will make your leisure and opportunity meaningful every day. So, Rinpoche said, how wonderful this, you know, instruction is, you know. We have all the causes and conditions assembled, and, you know, everything is there. So, now it is up to us whether we implement or not.
Tata masa na sundu tata teta masa na se ngendo lhu yi se jipa teta le che bi teo che cha minye jin se te yi se shawa ta shawa ma yin bi donle la lu tu me bi se de xuan ju le sundu.
Read the text again. If you do not contemplate this thing now, then you will fall into a miserable realm. You will not find a refuge to protect you from these terrors, even though you seek one. At that time, you will not have the intelligence to understand that which you should adopt and that which you should cast aside, as engaging in the Bodhisattva did says. So these are very, easy to understand and so obvious that, you know, we don't need to feel kind of bored. And also, Rinpoche thinks it is so, you know, good writing that, you know, it's kind of very enchanting. Read the text. If I neglect to cultivate virtue, even when I have the good fortune to do so, what shall I do when I am confused by the suffering of the miserable realms? And also saying, who will protect me from this great terror? I shall stare aghast and search all round for a refuge. Seeing no refuge anywhere, I will be completely dejected. If there is no refuge there, what will I do? Thus, from today, I go for refuge to the conquerors, protector of living beings, and the one who strives to rescue living beings, the mighty one who dispels all fear. The preceding discussion is a mere overview. You should by all means read the mindfulness of excellent teaching. For it is explained more thoroughly there. Read it repeatedly and reflect upon what you read.
So, as mentioned
by the great master Shantideva, seeing no refuge anywhere, I will be completely dejected, you know. So we may think that, you know, Buddha's activity to help or save sentient being is spontaneous. So why, you know, at that time Buddha could not able to save us.
That would be, we might think that.
So the answer here, analogy is that, you know, if the, you know, the emperor's son, you know, prince committed some kind of severe crime, that, you know, he will be, you know, executed. So, you know, if he committed that kind of crime, then the king did not, you know, execute his son, then, you know, the king is not honest. So likewise in the world there are a lot of dishonest, you know, that kind of king and whatever. So, you know, by dishonest doing dishonest, and by, you know, that kind of bias, you know, ruler, you know, they later on they face, you know, lot of difficulties.
Then the tenor ye ye chinchi yon, then the namin on the chendu and the Sanja Katundo Yalensona, and Lendela Tata Demasola, the team Tombachamasola.
So in this case, if, you know, one committed a negative karma to be reborn in, you know, in that lower existence, and spontaneously Buddha appears there and, you know, lift him from that kind of existence, then, you know, then Buddha is not true, not honest. And also, you know, Buddha didn't, you know, consider the law of causality. And also Buddha himself mentioned that, you know, show the path and, you know, you need to implement that. So that is contradiction. And also then Buddha becomes like a creator, that, you know, you devotion to Buddha and, you know, save everybody, So, you know, that really contradicts. So what that all indicates is that, you know, the law of cause and effect is never, ever, you know, deceive us. That indicates clearly. And also this is, you know, this is what the reality is, and this is not like, you know, like, you know, punishing somebody. So therefore, it is said that, you know, the ripening of the, you know, karma is, you know, beyond our imagination. Sometimes, you know, the bodhisattvas who embodies the compassion also, you know, sometimes, you know, born in lower existence because of their karma. So like mentioned here, we, as we read, you know, when we reborn in such as in hell, you know, we couldn't find any refuge, and we are in confused, full of suffering, and there is not even a moment to think about practice, always constantly thinking how to overcome this kind of suffering. It's the only their wish. So, like mentioned here, what could we do? You know, like mentioned here, thus from today, I go for refuge. So, you know, now is the time, you know, you got all the, you know, things ripen and assemble and everything is there. So, you know, this is the, now is the time to take refuge and to overcome, purify those karmas of negativities. So we, you know, we finish one chapter. So, you know, at this end of this chapter, you know, we will discuss about the, you know, next life and previous life, as, you know, His Holiness Dalai Lama advised that it is good to, is so helpful for the practitioner to understand the, you know, this thing. So if there is no next life, future life, then if we try to practice, then it would be all waste, you know, time waste, and everything we are wasting. So if there is no future life, then you can do whatever you want to do, you do it. It's like in ancient India, there is a one one teacher, is a one some kind of he invent some kind of philosophy that he is a sage in India, he said, and he got a daughter, and his daughter is so attractive, and he want to sleep with his daughter, so he write a kind of philosophy that there is no previous life, there is no any future life, so you got to have fun in this life, whatever you can. So that kind of philosophy he wrote, and he slept with his daughter.
Ma jagan jaga gi pendu se phe ko sala ini chwa nga shyo ma se lang ite tanda ti shuru pa de la da.
And also there are some non Buddhist school of thought. They don't believe in previous life, they don't believe in future life. This life is the only life, so you gotta enjoy. So that kind of, also
exists. Mm-hmm.
So it is said that this is the only, in his writing, it says this is the only life, you gotta have fun whatever you can, If you die, nothing left, all become ashes.
Then
everything will end, in ash.
And
also there is one one school of thought, they said whatever you enjoy in your by your senses, you gotta enjoy it. If your senses, one of your senses, become unfunctioned, then that's it. You can do nothing. So you can enjoy all the senses, pleasure, before it damages.
And
also some school of thought, they say that, all the our sources of our senses are, come naturally, they not depend on anything. the analogy here is it is the source of our sensory is like a pea, you know. Nobody makes the pea round. It comes naturally. And as well as the thorn, it is so sharp, that sharpness becomes is natural. So, you know, nobody created, there's no cause, there's no condition, you know, for the round pea and, you know, a sharp thorn. So the sensory source are also like that. So that kind of, therefore, there's no previous life, no future life, and that kind of, you know, school of thought also there.
lo singe di lu le ten de lo se de li yin de bur es pe na ma ne de ma ne yo na ge de ma ne yo de ma ne yin de bur was de na ge re na do de le jen san na do yo ma se la
so and also some school of thought they said there's no previous life no future life you know the mind and body is you know the mind is the result of our body so you know when we die, you know, our mind also disappear in thin air. So their analogy is like, you know, like a butter lamp and its ray. So when the butter light extinguish, the ray luminosity is also disappear. So the ray of the butter lamp is the result of the butter lamp. So they explain like that.
Kashi ye lo singe te lu ji yin ten chi res. Pe na sipa dan sibi ngan la romo taba na ye chi den lio res.
And also there are some other school of thoughts. They said that, you know, mind and body's relationship is like mind is the quality of a body. Their analogy is like, you know, wall. In the wall, there is a painting on the beautiful painting on the wall. When the wall, you know, wall fall down and crumples, the painting also not there. So, you know, the painting on the wall is the quality of the wall. So when the wall crumbles, the painting disappears.
Yang kaki ye ini rajin sekurang ta. Chang de chang ini bana ye. Chang de chang ini bana ye. Lo de lu de chang de chang chang ini bana ye. Jadi dia tu rajin dia tu rajin ini besar.
So and also some school of thought explain there's no previous life, no next life. This, you know, our life's body and the mind, you know, is their analogy is like, you know, like the beer and the potential of the beer. So, you know, mind is the a potential of the body.
Mm-hmm. Do dina lo singe de lu le ten ba sang ge ma do lu zo ba de ten yin ka ne lo de zo zo wo re se ta kan je ti ga ma ji ru je ko yin kan ga ji de lo wo la da ye ci de re se ne ji se ma da wo xie wo la
so all this school of different school of thought in short their explanation is when this body come into being, you know, at the same time, the mind also come into being because of this body. So when this body ends, mind also end there, you know, at the same time. So in India, in ancient India, there are that kind of many school of thoughts that they say there is no previous life, no future life, and their explanation of the body-mind relation is explained in that kind of way. So in that ancient time, you know, to prove your school of thought is, you know, is unmistaken, you know, they always, you know, there's no war, there's no, you know, suppressions, and not like, you know, violence way, not like that, but, you know, they always debates and argues and, you know, through writings or through, you know, front of, you know, the kings, the ministers, and the people. So we also think about whatever their, you know, viewpoint, and you know, it seems true or not, you know, we need to analyze. So if they like, you know, body and mind relationship is like you know, the beer and the intoxicant potential nature of beer, you know, the intoxicant nature of beer is, you know, the mind, and the liquid thing is the body. So you know, if somebody say, you know, there's no previous life, no future life, our body mind is like a beer. So, you know, then what kind of, you know, argument we will bring? So, you know, we can know that, you know, the mind body are two separate, you know, entities. So when we die, we know our body is there, you know, dead body is there, but there's no mind, you know. So we can say it is not, you know, it is two different things.
Te yi mami yu da mami na jiba mari, jiba da jibi romo a jiba mari, tas kanga jida ngosu rapa tani ji kuwa liana ko, shushu lugu jida ka tu sara wala, ka tu sara jila yadu wala da kanji.
So we can argue that, you know, it is not like beer and beers, you know, potential to intoxicate, and not like the wall and walls painting, and not like the, you know, the lamp and the ray, not like that. We can clearly, you know, see that body and mind are two different things. When we die, body we can see, we can feel, but, you know, mind is not functioning in the body.
So
these all school of thought, you know, in Buddhist term, you know, they are called Gyanpenpa. Gyanpenpa means, you know, the Gyang is like far away, and through, you know, far away, beyond. So this all in Buddhist term is called Gyangpenpa. They all don't believe in a future life and previous life.
Tatela pana lobin le deje je tela ne je tong de ni je te pharo poro wa je te pharo bo singe de yo maro wa ma de me ba kare che re ni ka sa je te pharo bo me ba de ka de che me ba de chok thong song wa ske che to jo wa sima me ba de chok ki thong song wa ske che to ta ri ba ina je te pharo bo che che me de ni chok ma thong che se ji yo ro de je te pharo bo me ba de chok ki thong song wa ske che to.
So the argument here, the great Indian master, you know, argued that, you know, you don't believe in future life. So, you know, did you see that? And, you know, and their answer is, I didn't saw any future life. So they don't believe in future life. So that is their answer. So the argument is you didn't saw the future. So you know that is why you believe that there's no future life. So you didn't saw, you know, the future life. So, you know, those philosophers don't believe in, you know, valid, you know, there are two, you know, valid cognitions. The direct conceptual, you know, a valid cognition. So you know this. He only believe in one valid direct perception. So you know, he don't believe in other, you know, valid cognition. So. The master said that you didn't saw the, you know, future life through your, you know, valid perception, so you don't believe in that. You know, that's the only reason on your side.
But then dawa thapa ye tando ripat tando thagaran tansha. Jiwang hansi meba de ni chio yi ma thong bi jinsa zi ki jiwang hansi mendo se wo ar was. Ani, tadi mongbo shuyu di na, bennen jinsa di xie na kofun de tu lo ustang duyan. Bennen di ji jatu di na pungpa meba de thong su na, di gong na pungpa yoba ma yinge cha lo go roa. Bennen jatu di gong.
So the Chandrakirti also, you know, argue the same as before to them. So the analogy is if the flower vase, you didn't see any flower vase in this room, then it proves that there is no flower vase in this room. So Rinpoche don't want to elaborate this argument, but anyway, you know, the easier to understand is that, you know, you didn't saw, so, you know, the reason you didn't saw, you know, the next life, so you don't, you say there is no next life.
Ani tiki ripa yin rotan cha pala, ani zeng kya pat kya gore, tanga re gore, la pala ma che gore, tam su kalim mubha ja gore, ala ti ripi yin rotan cha, ripi yin rotan cha pala, tate ala yin gumare.
So in order to understand this kind of reason or theory, you know, you need to debate a lot, you know, you need to get some source in your hand, and you need to tear your, you know, the ropes, and then you might understand it. So nowadays, you know, you don't need to tear the ropes. You can wear the pants and shirts, and you know, like in Amdo, there are they have a school that, you know, the school's name, the class is called the ethics class, and joyous perseverance class, and wisdom class, and so on. So Rinpoche saw in the computer in the YouTube, and you know, Rinpoche watch it, and you know, it's so beautiful, and Rinpoche kind of almost cry. So we don't have that kind of training, so you know, it is hard to understand through logic. So Rinpoche thinks it is better to explain like a story. So to prove that, you know, next life and the previous life, you know, the logic is all the, you know, masters like, you know, Shankara Rakshita and, you know, Kamalashila and so on, all their logic explanation is that, you know, when we conceive in the mother's womb, you know, that beginning of this life's, you know, mind is awareness or a mind because that mind stream come from previous life's mind. And also, you know, the old lady who is dying, her mind is also that kind of awareness. It will continue to the next life. So that's the kind of, you know, reasoning. So likewise, the old lady, you know, who is dying, you know, her awareness or the consciousness or the mind will, you know, will join to the next life's mind because our this life's mind, you know, came from previous lives.
Chadre 하는 상전하게 차그릴라다. 코 칸 디빠찌는 좀 많으나 디빠진은 내게 나시지 강사지 차소나 아니 상제 차로로 와라다. 사트스 강사지 차와이나 디빠 사드 녀도 요구 말어. 슈마타. 쳔도네 동아야다.
So if you know that is not the case then you know when we conceive in the mother's womb and you know one new you know consciousness conceived, if there is no any continuation from the previous life, then you know that kind of you know mind would be like the Buddha's wisdom, because you know there is no any no any negativities you know imprint in that minds. It is really you know pure mind. So then you know that would like become a Buddha. So you know we are not like that. We got all kind of obscurations and you know obstructions and so on. It indicates that you know these are because of the many previous lives imprint you know stored in our minds still.
Nyanga katu gorse sona shepa ji yin chi chi la shepa kama ji yin nyene shi ne shepa shima ji yung guru ma do nyene shepa mingi ji shepa sa de chi chung hai yama rena.
So in any way, you know, whatever the consciousness or the mind, awareness, that substantial cause should be the same same mind, not any other things, you know. So like this evening's mind, you know, stream come from, you know, noon and from morning and from yesterday. Mm-hmm. So same like that, you know, their main substantial cause should be a mind or awareness.
Kidana ma su jusen de kesi chi de nyene ji jusen ge chi ne pa go le la kan de me go kan de chen nyene ji me ge chi ju yun ya ga sa de bu yun ma de la da to ji ya re do ne chi.
So there are many different causes, but the main cause is the substantial cause. Whatever you know that substantial cause becomes, you know, the main causes for that you know that phenomena.
Then, Sabin Nendu Kondua, the Ya, Nugu Yamoncha, any Ya, Nugu, Nayamon, don't get into a. Then, do you need to judge Neva Chile?
So, like a substantial cause of a wheat is a, should be a wheat. It's a wheat planted, and then it sprout, and then become a plant, and you harvest wheat. So, substantial cause should be like that.
Ta ami khopone ni sa jama ta bi pugi te ji na shi te ji ni ne de nga ma de ka se ni gur sa so na ni ki nga ma ye jo wa te ji ji na shi ma tu do se ji ni yo ma de la.
So when we know that the substantial cause, then you know when we conceive in our mother's womb, you know the beginning of the you know this body, physical body, you know the sources, you know begin from, you know, our mom and dad. And the mind, you know, is not from our parents. You know, the substantial causes of the mind need to be traced back to, you know, previous life.
Nāshī mēbī nāshī jī nīnē mēcē shīngā rūsē yate jidāng pādī chūrā jī nāndē jī tsāyī sī yīnā mēn jērē jidāng nē yīnā kōtī chīvā mēdū yīn zānā ngā sū jī shīngkā nō lūlā nē jī nū mētā wādā chūtī lī jī gōshū nā nyūgā jī mē wā āsā lātā.
So such as in the field, you know, we put the fertilizer, we put the water and all those things. If you don't put the seed, you know, nothing grows.
Tell Kargo, you need to just have a name and a name and a name to go worse.
So therefore, need the substantial cause. Either it's a wheat, either it's a rice.
가디이나 교황하시 여도 메시데 선노동서데 개보체가마데 시바체마타베게 나시 아니 다타가로 이지제 나시데 카신 나시 이잖아 간도 연구도 다 손이 나실 바 간도 도버선 코코라전 다야르살라다 알레 콘도디나
so the next life previous life you know to how to analyze is you know always goes to the mind you know the main consciousness fundamental consciousness the subtle consciousness so you know this beginning of this life's mind coming from previous life's mind stream and the dying person's mind also you know become the substantial causes of the whatever is the next life, that consciousness. So, and today's consciousness substantial causes come from yesterday. Yesterday can trace back to last month, years, and so forth. So, we go round and round and round like that. So, that is the only analogy in this case.
Mm-hmm. That can be a shiba the Yanaji Jutilin go and Yanaji Jutin, called the Tinu to be Jutila Yogo, in Rinchin and Chongore, any Jutiji Pami contract down the Reve Maris, the young DJ trade my own Jersala, Ali, the Hilo.
So, in this way, you know, how this substantial causes of the mind, you know, happen. Does it happen at the same time when we conceived in the mother's womb, or it comes gradually, or you know another else, you know we need to analyze that thing too.
That is what I mean.
So we stop here for today.
That one was the thing I was not easy. This tandem that Thomas made, that tandem about the koala, the courage, and the courage, Ani, gosh ini dia sini, ini tak kaji lah, cuba tambah naji, kangsu mana naji je, lain macam tu ni lah sya. Tapi mana je, kangsu mana naji je, kalau kangsu je ini he yang tu, tapi mana lain macam tu ni, tak ada senjata tangjut tu ada. Jadi, yang awak jadi yang yang sahre, ni je macam awak tu cek ini, cek tu aja, cek apa dia yang, ni 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 juga nama naji, kalau je robot je, robot je, robot ni je, mana ya, je senjata jangan tu, ganang tu je, mana hua je, ni pentol ya robot.
So we do the dedication like as usual that, you know, until now, we couldn't progress anything, you know, because, you know, we don't, you know, able to, you know, apply the, you know, joyous perseverance. So, you know, now, you know, meeting with, you know, this kind of dharma and the teacher, we kind of understand and now on I will do my best and, you know, and seek the blessings of the, you know, lineage gurus to be successful in my practice so that I can benefit myself and all the other sentient beings. So we dedicate like that.
Oh, yeah.